All right.
Hey.
Welcome to an episode of Let's Get Fired Sports.
Sports edition.
Episode's brought to you by White Claw. We left Vizzy.
Left them behind because they didn't have any at 7-Eleven. So back on the Claw. I'm sorry. I'm a little distracted. I was trying to figure out if John Krasinski had a Midwest emo band. I think it's just the album's name, John Krasinski. I don't think it has anything to do with him. I think it's just a photo of him.
Was it a reel that got you?
It was a TikTok about like someone's favorite subgenres of indie. And then it was like Midwest emo. And then it had a picture of John Krasinski in an album cover. And I was like, what?
I'll get you every time.
Guy always gets me.
Dude, what a great name for an album.
John Krasinski.
Yeah, I like that.
Dude. So I'll check that out. Get back to you guys later.
So yeah, we thought it'd be cool if we talked about sports. There isn't a podcast. I am shocked like with how many like famous comedians have podcasts that there isn't, and so many comedians are into sports. There isn't like a podcast of like A-list comedians who talk about sports. And that would be fun. I would listen to that.
Do you consider MMA to be a sport?
Yeah, but it just, that specific
at all.
There's what you don't.
No, I do. No, I'm just joking. It's just like it is funny because like that is the only sport Joe Rogan cares about.
But
if you like MMA, then it's
someone
like,
brings perfect. Up like football on his podcast. He's coming back with MMA every time.
Oh yeah, I love it. I love it too because like I don't follow the sport, but I love the passion he has for it. So I would be like, that sounds nuts.
I want to follow MMA. Sounds also, fun. I like used to, there was a time where I would like watch, I remember like I watched Holly Holman versus, why can't I remember her name? Ronda Rousey. I remember she was killing everyone.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, dude, when she got knocked out. This friend of mine who, may have collapsed into sadness. We don't really know what happened to him, but because he won't talk to us anymore. But he just kept yelling, screaming, Ronda Rousey got knocked the fuck out, like over and over. Just kept screaming that.
It fucked up her psyche so bad. She never won another fight.
Yeah, she was just dead.
And she was unstoppable.
Yeah, she was just like the king bitch. Just doing her thing. And then that one, it is kind of a, dude, I'm actually fascinated with the like sports like psychology.
Oh yeah,
it's pretty wild because it's like because like obviously she's really good and then you just choke everything.
Dude, I want to get into Russell Wilson's head. Like that's
you mean Mr. Unlimited?
Yeah, Mr. Unlimited. Dude, that
Mr. Unlimited.
Dude, he was still a Seahawk then, so I was like, that's cool. Like that's,
oh yeah, you have to give the convince yourself. I mean, no, it's okay. I understand. I was
like, he's not lame.
No, dude. We grew up Mormon, so I can wrap my head around it and I'm like, no, it's actually very sick. Like
BYU and they do the haka before the game.
Yeah, that makes sense. Joseph Smith, he's probably from New Zealand, right? Like it's like I'll just but whatever they want to do, that sounds good. If they're winning games and you really don't give a shit, you say, hey man, have fun, be Mr. Unlimited.
That was in Seattle. He only missed the playoffs once out of 10 years, so it was like
use Unlimited.
At the year that he missed the playoffs, still a winning record. It was like 9-7. Like that was the worst year.
Yeah,
so it was good times.
No, it's you can't be mad. It's like, I can't imagine anyone in Boston condemns Tom Brady for kissing his kids on the lips. they're like, it's not like that. It's not like that.
That's where you got the magic.
Yeah, exactly. I think all these athletes, they need a little special sauce, like the best ones. Like it's gonna come out that like Patrick Mahomes is like jerking off to like My Little Pony, and always like Kansas State people are like, this fucking, it's badass. I should try that. What am I missing out on? But
Mahomes does it.
Yeah, I don't think I love him.
Yeah, dude. Also, I can't
wait. Can you imagine the amount of like barbecue eating Kansas boys? Is it Kansas City? Is it Missouri?
In Missouri.
Okay, sorry.
Well, it's all the same.
It's all the same. Of course, if you're from Kansas or Missouri, I have to imagine y'all like
the Chiefs. Yeah, they're like,
it's all the Chiefs. But anyways, whatever. But all those people is like corn-fed big boys who are now like, maybe I should check out Taylor Swift. you know, she's actually not so bad. Yeah. You know, sometimes you do gotta shake it off.
Well, they were into Taylor Swift when she was country, and then they're like, she's dumb. She's not.
She's dumb. But even then, dude, that was also one of my favorite conspiracies that I think was like Vivek was promoting, that like the Chiefs are they're going to make them win the Super Bowl, and then Taylor Swift's going to come down on the field and then declare that she's supporting Joe Biden to become president. They're like, that was the grand plan.
Dude. Did he actually say that?
I think he actually said that.
Or was that a TikTok?
No, I think it was.
Out of all the people running and stuff, I thought Vivek was one of the less retarded ones.
Well, so you say less.
Less, yeah. Yeah, I'm not saying he's not. Yeah. But, like, if you're like, you know, Chris Christie said that, I'm like, that checks out.
Well, yeah. That,
like, but yeah. That's why I'm like.
No. Okay, I can't read an article right now, but it's just what I remember hearing. Yeah. I just thought it was very funny because, didn't happen. But I think I can't remember if this is before or after he said, I'm actually not going to run for president anymore.
Yeah, no, that after he decided he wasn't running, he
still got to keep his hand. His iron in the fire.
Yeah, dude, he couldn't. Yeah, he didn't have a chance.
But so shout out to them and all these you know, like, dudes working out in a gym listening to Taylor.
Dude, I will say, did you watch the Netflix documentary Quarterback?
Yeah.
I feel like we are gonna have vastly different takes.
Let's go for it.
I liked Patrick Mahomes a lot after watching the documentary. Wasn't too big of a fan anymore. I just didn't.
I mean, he's like,
I didn't like him. I'm not like, he's a bad guy, he sucks, but I'm like, he's just not someone who, like, I'm like, oh, I'm really, like, I really got sold on Kirk Cousins in the documentary.
No, I think a lot of people kind of changed their mind on Kirk, because
Kirk Cousins, the man. Well, I would love for him to play for Seattle.
What's fun about Kirk is he is just a fucking, like, he looks like an accountant, just like a swole accountant, dude. Dad who's just can throw dimes.
And his wife, like, picks out all of his outfits.
And he's like, it's what she wanted. And it's like the worst outfits. Like, she picks the worst dude, clothes.
And then, like, the post game, like, shirt off on the jet wearing the chains. Like, he's the man. No, I love Kirk Cousins.
Justin Jefferson. Like, they're all, like, hyping him up. And this dude, like, he looks like his favorite day of the week is like Saturday morning going to Home Depot.
You know, the whole locker room loves him.
I think he's like, he's just so, he can't be anything but not like Mormon white guy that like, it's charming.
It's very charming.
And like when they say like a prayer before the game, it's like, okay, let's say a prayer. And the scene that really made me love him is when he's like wearing all that like headgear with the wires going in. And he's like trying to like zap his brain into making good decisions. I was like, this guy's fun. And like the thing with like Patrick Mahomes, it's like,
I went into it being a bigger fan of Patrick Mahomes than Kirk Cousins.
I think it's like, because Kirk, it's like he's just more of a character. He's more fun to watch because you're like, what the fuck's going to happen?
Also, I loved Marcus Mariota.
Marcus Mariota's maybe sad.
Because he got cut.
He got cut. And it's like, and he's a nice guy. And his like wife's pregnant. And it's like, he's just like, and he's a Polynesian dude, right? Like,
yeah.
And like, I just have such a soft spot for any Polynesian athlete in like the NFL. Because it's like, you know, being from Utah, it's like, I grew up with so many Polynesians.
They're like, it's my brother.
You know,
like,
yeah. That's, I went to his cookout probably. Or someone in his family. Like, you go to one church ball game and it's like 65 family members are here and you're like, whoa. But yeah, like Marcus Mariota was just like, he's a nice dude. And I did love when he got became like a backup at the Eagles this year when, what's his name?
Hurts.
When Hurts wasn't doing well.
Yeah.
People were like, dude, put it. All these like Philly dudes are like, put a Mariota. Put a Mariota, dude. And I thought that was, I like that.
It's dude, like, Jalen Hurts will never win a Super Bowl. That's my take.
I don't think you're off on that. I think, did they get rid of their head coach?
No, they kept him.
Oh, man.
They made the playoffs this year.
They did, but like, it was rough.
Yeah.
Because I think they lost like what? Like,
or did they not get in?
No, I think they got in and they lost the Bucks.
Okay.
Because they got there in the saddest way where it was like, yeah. they lost
Drew Lock in the Seahawks.
It was awesome. That game winning drive was so sick.
Oh, it was epic.
Yeah, dude, I think they lost 5 games in a row.
Yeah. And, no, it was bad. I was with Amanda's family for Christmas. Mm-hmm. They're all from Philly. Mm. And they beat the Giants that week, like Christmas week, but mm-hmm. barely. Like they almost lost.
Is that when they had that Italian dude?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love that guy.
And they play the Sopranos theme song when he comes out into the field. Mm-hmm. And his agent just
dude, he's like, I mean, he looks like he's like shooting people with a pizza box. Like he's like he looks fucking insane. Sometimes you'll see East Coast Italians. You're like, wait, this is a real thing?
Oh, dude, like, it's so funny, dude. Yeah. Well, Amanda's like part Italian, but like Amanda wasn't raised in Philly. Like mm-hmm. she was born in Philly, and then when she was like 4, she was like swept up by her grandparents. But her biological brother, who she never met till she was 21, mm-hmm. was raised in Philly, like in Kensington. And that Italian side totally comes out.
Oh.
Like, because he was like raised in the thick of it.
It's like, it's nuts, but I do love it because they're crazy. They're passionate. So like, they're very fun. Tommy DeVito.
Yeah, that's
Tommy DeVito. And I saw like they were like tailgating for like one of the Giants games, and like they just were bringing out like it was just full Italian, like pastas, like ziti. That like, it looked amazing. I wish I was there.
Yeah, dude, good stuff. Well, here, let's talk about the one thing we were talking about before that I'm very excited about.
Okay,
NHL relocation
to Utah.
To Utah.
Fuck you, Arizona. I don't understand why you had a hockey team to begin with.
I found out Phoenix is the 5th largest market. Well, dude, attendance wasn't ever an issue.
Yeah, but
bad ownership got them kicked out of their arena.
No, just the idea of a hockey team in Arizona is annoying.
What's crazy is the last like few Stanley Cup winners. Last year, Vegas won the cup. The year before, I think Tampa Bay won. The year before was Colorado. That makes more sense. Mm-hmm. Then the year before, Tampa Bay won it almost 3 years in a row. Wow. And
wasn't that
last year, Florida was in the cup finals against Vegas. And so it's like all these non-traditional markets are like blowing up in the NHL. Well, like Nashville might have like the most hardcore fan base in the NHL.
I think there is something about these smaller markets that have the most passionate fans. Because like, I've heard that about, is it Nashville or Atlanta? It's one of those, like there's always like MLS teams that are like that are in the South that like they say that their fans are like insane. Like everyone loves it.
Dude, it's crazy because it's a place where like everyone grew up being like soccer's for fags, and now mm-hmm. they're all like
well, when it's like the one thing you have, like the one professional team, it's like I went to a Timbers game in Portland.
Oh,
and because you know they have that and the Trailblazers. And dude, like they go crazy for him. Like,
dude, Salt Lake, higher profile than Portland. They're gonna have a MLB team and NHL team.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely have the space for it too. I mean, Portland's a bigger city, but I think Utah's a better spot for baseball.
Yeah,
especially because you know. But I don't know. Obviously, I want it to be in Utah, so I'm gonna. But if Portland got a baseball team, they would love it. But it should be here, dude.
Like, so the Utah team, is that going to get you to watch hockey?
I'll watch it. Yeah, of course it will. It's a Utah team. I'll get into it.
Dude,
I don't give a shit.
Here's my prediction.
Mm.
Utah gets a Stanley Cup before it ever gets to NBA Finals.
It's probably very likely.
Yeah.
Because I don't understand the plan right now. I know Danny Ainge is like doing his thing with the Jazz, like selling players and all that. But I'm like, is this like a 10-year plan? like how long is this supposed to go?
It would be nice to have someone. Like,
it would be.
Could have one all-star.
I mean, like Lauri Markkanen is great. I love it. He's an all-star. But then there are like rumors where they're thinking about selling him. And I'm like, wait, but like he's great.
Fucked up getting rid of Kelly Olynyk.
No, did they fuck? Do when they got rid of I don't know. I
can't remember. Mitchell.
No, Boozer, dude. Boozer's my fave. I love Boozer.
Well, it's like it feels like every few years, like Utah will get like a star, and they just can't keep them happy in Utah. Like it was Gordon Hayward.
Well, he wanted to go to Boston because he's like, I want to play for that was like his coaching in college or something like that. And then he goes there and immediately breaks his leg or whatever.
Yeah.
And that was pretty funny. But then after him, we got like Donovan Mitchell, which was better. I way prefer Donovan. But then
he didn't like playing in Utah.
I think the battle was him and Gobert.
Yeah.
I don't think they liked each other.
Well, they got rid of Gobert, so.
Yeah. Well, they got rid of him at the right time. They sold him for a lot. And then they're like, have fun. And then,
which Gobert was a king with the COVID stuff when he was coughing on the microphones. That was really funny. Yeah, dude. That was like, I didn't even like follow the Jazz. I was in Washington and that made the news. And I was like, awesome.
Well, like that meme went around everywhere where they're like, dude, Gobert's so good at defense. He stopped the entire NBA. Like that was, I remember seeing that tweet and I was like, that's very funny. And then I don't know, dude. It's weird.
But dude, I was listening. I've been listening to like the Real Location news about the Arizona Coyotes though. And these like Arizona broadcasters like, dude, do you think these players are going to be happy in Salt Lake? Like, they're living in Arizona. And I was like, also, dude, I don't know if you've been to Arizona. Arizona sucks.
It sucks.
I don't like Arizona. Also, like, they're acting like this is the NBA. Because they're like, no nightlife, whatever. I was like, dude, it's a bunch of, like, European white dudes. They'll be fine in Utah.
They're going to fit in.
Like, it's not like the Jazz. I understand, like, bringing a bunch of black dudes who've never been to Utah and getting them to assimilate. Yeah. But these hockey players, they're going to be fine in Utah.
Yeah, fix them Russian dude to be like, oh my God, it's clean and then it's quiet. But I think it's going to be also, it's like, dude, Arizona, like it's uninhabitable in the summer. Like, what the fuck are you supposed to do?
I mean, that is hockey off season, so it works.
Yeah.
One of their guys, like their broadcaster said something that made me excited. Mm-hmm. He was like, with the roster that Arizona has, like next season, the Coyotes are supposed to be like what the D-backs were this last year.
Oh.
And I was like, dude, I mean, they can
bring them here.
They can make a run their first year in Utah.
I would love, dude, first year, win it all, never win again. And
well, dude, has Utah ever even won a pro sports championship?
I mean, no. I mean, like the Jazz got very close.
Yeah.
All they had to do was beat Michael Jordan.
Yeah. They lost.
That's
twice.
All they had to do. And with one of the, like, with an all-time iconic duo. It is actually crazy. I just didn't understand growing up like how iconic Stockton Malone was and how good they were. Like I just knew they were good, but yeah. I didn't get it. Like that's still like a
famous. Yeah. When you have a Zag on your team, like your team's gonna be iconic.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah, shout out to the Zags, you know. Deep run.
Hey. Sweet 16.
It's a better...
Like, 5 weeks before the tournament, most pundits were like, they're not even making the tournament. So I'll take...
No, it's not bad.
I'll take that. Also, 9 straight Sweet 16s. They tied the NCAA record for most consecutive Sweet 16s.
It's better than a championship.
So next year, if they make it, they will own the record. Well, I think UCLA technically has like 14, but that was back when there was only like 30 teams in the tournament. So you only had to win one game to make it to the Sweet 16. But in this current format, no one has consistently made it past the first weekend.
Dude, hang the banner.
I know. We should roll that one out.
But do we need a championship, dude?
Well, we need a championship. We need a championship.
No way, dude. No, if you get 16 Sweet 16s in a row, then that's something, you know, that becomes one, you know, that's 16 over 16, which is, you know, that's like a championship. You did it,
dude. This is something though to show the haters is
and if you are hating, please let us know. Please let Drew know that the Zags will never win,
dude. The way too early top 25 rankings for next season.
Good. Duke number one. Hell yeah.
Gonzaga number two.
Ooh.
Yeah, look at that.
It'd be great if in a year they both get bounced in the first round.
That would be. But dude, they're bringing back their roster. They one guy is leaving because he graduated, and they brought someone who's going to be a first round NBA pick next year. Well,
there
so
we go.
I'm excited,
dude. And I love the and then I'm excited because isn't UConn then they're like only bringing back like two people?
Yeah, I wonder where did they put UConn?
Because they're probably still,
UConn's four. Yeah,
probably gonna be pretty good.
Yeah, UConn's gonna be good.
Yeah, dude. Zachy. Dude,
I was glad Purdue lost, though. I hate how Zach Edey was officiated the whole tournament.
Yeah. I didn't really watch a lot of their games, but I remember hearing about that. And then, I don't know, I just hate his face. So
oh, that's yeah, really dude. He has it. A very, like, dude, he looks like a Disney villain.
Yeah, it looks like he's out of Anastasia. But
it was like, and like Purdue fans would be like, oh, he's getting hacked all the time. And like, okay, yeah, because there are real fouls against him don't mean that there's like phantom fouls where he's like, dude.
It's also funny, like, because they want to treat, if they're doing the kind of LeBron treatment with him, you're like, is this the face of college basketball? Yeah. Zach Edey.
That's what we want.
That's the face.
Yeah.
I don't think I've never seen him like smile.
He's like always like snarling.
No, dude.
He looks like he's plotting.
I prefer the face of college basketball this year should have been the dude from Oakland that like.
Oh, the guy that, hit like 23.
Yeah, looks like a bank teller.
Did you see his numbers on the season? Like he took this for the season, like took like 9 2-pointers and like 413 threes.
That's all
like
he did.
That's all he did was hell yeah. Take threes.
Well, he was making shots, but like he would jump up in there and shoot it. And like, I'm like, how did that even go in? Like his body, like I've never seen a shot like that. But yeah, so yeah, I don't really follow college basketball that close. March Madness is fun for me because I just root for the upset. It's very exciting.
Upsets are fun.
During the Purdue, when I was watching the championship and UConn, BYU was
14.
Dude, let's go.
That's the highest starting projection they've probably had in the last.
Dude, let's go Cougs, man.
Since Jimmer.
I mean, they need it right now because BYU college football, I don't know what's going to happen there, but.
That's a disaster.
It's, I will say. That towards the end of the season they still were losing but they were fighting a lot more like it was they were in a lot yeah. more. They could have beat Oklahoma. They should have beat them. Maybe it helps not throw
they should have beat Oklahoma
pick six
State.
On the 1 yard line.
Yeah, they should have beat Oklahoma State.
They should have.
They had what like a 24 point lead and let it go into overtime.
Yeah. So we're jumping around but don't worry follow along.
Yeah, dude. But BYU's coach might. It's possible. I saw he's on a short list of candidates for the Kentucky job for basketball.
Kalani Sitake?
Mark Pope.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm interested to see what's gonna happen with the Kentucky dude.
Yeah, because their coach left for Arkansas, which is crazy. Because that's like a.
I think he was probably forced to leave. Because
I mean, he wasn't forced to like the contract he signed was like they'd have to buy him out.
Yeah,
and they weren't planning on buying him out. I think, but they didn't want him there.
Well, dude, I think they just shamed him so bad. I don't think they. I think they just because they just think they just flipped it on them. Like, you just oh yeah, let's go, let's run it back another season. Don't worry, this will be the year. Because didn't he like 3 years in a row? Like lost in the first game.
Yeah, they had. I don't think they'd made it past the first weekend since like 2019.
Like, oh yeah, and then I love like someone was trying to defend him. He's like, well, you know, a lot of these guys are like, you know, like very young because they're gonna go to the NBA and they're having to play against these other guys.
How come
who've been playing college basketball for 4 years?
How come he doesn't construct a roster? Where you have like veteran players, like
the coaching, and how about these other blue bloods that. Went really far. It's like,
yeah.
It seems like they're the ones.
They have NBA talent too.
Seems like they're the ones specifically struggling. So maybe they just shamed him out of it. Like, dude, oh yeah, let's do this again. Can't wait.
No, dude, that was for Gonzaga. That was the turning point. They beat Kentucky in Kentucky in February when people were like, Gonzaga season's over and they're going to get crushed by Kentucky and that will be the nail in the coffin. And they won that game and then just won out the rest of the season.
Dude, love it. And before we switch topics on college basketball, we have to shout out NC State.
Oh, dude.
that also got me so much more into this tournament.
I wanted them to win so bad.
Everyone, dude, because what's his name? DJ Burns. Dude, he is so fucking fun.
He's gonna, dude, he's gonna be an NFL player.
Love it.
Cause like George Fant, I don't know if you heard, NFL lineman. He like played for the Jets. He played for the Seahawks. Never played one season of college football as a tight end, but he played 4 years of college basketball. And it was like his last year of eligibility. They were like, hey, you should try football. And then like he didn't get any playing time, but like he was so athletic, the NFL scouts were like, we could shape him into a lineman. Could
fix him.
And now he's had like a 10-year career in the NFL.
Well, dude, you look at, I mean, everyone said about DJ Burns, like, dude, he's like, he's a fucking massive dude and his footwork is nuts.
Oh yeah.
And like, he's so athletic.
He could be a tackle.
Dude, he's just so much fun to watch too. I was watching some of the highlights with him. I think it's in the Duke game, and you're like, he's pulling off shots that like it kind of reminded me of like Jokic, where you're like, how the fuck did you do that?
Yeah.
But yeah, loved it.
Dude, football is such a weird sport that like dudes could be like so many times, like Antonio Gates never played college football and was one of the best tight ends in NFL. He's a Hall of Famer. And so it's like you can go from like basketball to football, but like no one like is playing football and a basketball coach is like, we can make him like,
I think like there's a more of a precision to basketball that like,
well, I think that's most sports have like a very specific skill set, where football has so many different skills.
Like soccer, it's like, hey, maybe if you're not as like talented of a dribbler or whatever, you could be like a defender or a goalkeeper. But like, I feel like there's a lot, it just depends on the sport. Like maybe it's like just finding your niche, the thing that like, because maybe there's some sport out there. Yeah. It's like, oh, you're just, but imagine if some of these, I'm trying to think of these. Who's the dude who just retired to play, who's on the Rams?
Oh, Aaron Donald.
Imagine if they're like just throwing him a hockey suit and like you're playing hockey now, and like that kind of like athleticism and the body just like getting after it, or like that. I don't know. It's like that kind of stuff's fun.
Yeah, if you could skate, that's the thing. It's like every other sport has like very specific skills, and so it's like in hockey, it's like, it's almost unheard of that someone made it to the NHL if they hadn't started hockey before like 8 years old.
Oh no, I imagine it's you know, there's still a lot of precision and all that kind of shit to that, but just like imagine that body where they're like, hey, we don't even really need you to worry about the puck.
Yeah.
You just go and get in the way.
Just get in the way. Just hurt people.
You know, this is reminding me, I was watching this clip. So are you familiar with Lewis Hamilton?
Now, dude, and I want you to teach me Formula 1.
This is the Formula 1 transition. But so Lewis Hamilton is a 7-time world champion.
How does it work? Is there like a season?
Yeah.
And there's like standings?
Yeah.
Or is there like a championship race?
It's just standings. So there's no playoff. It would be kind of weird. I know in NASCAR they do playoffs. But so in Formula 1 they don't.
Dude.
What? Wait. Kentucky is hiring BYU's head coach.
It just got the notification.
Well,
we got to talk about this before we go to Formula 1.
Hold on. So maybe that way too early preseason ranking of BYU is just about
to drop. BYU season is over.
Like, oh my God.
Right now, if you're a BYU fan, you are panicking because they're having at least 5 players transferring out. That's what's happening.
Oh my
dude, they're
well, also even then, could they even go to
they could go to Kentucky.
Maybe like, maybe a couple.
Yeah. No, but like
if Kentucky's
a
roster,
lot of them got recruited by Mark Pope. So like,
and but now you can get like 5-star athletes at Kentucky. Yeah.
Of course. But I'm saying like a lot of BYU players, like I'm saying if they're transferring, going to Kentucky.
They'll leave,
but they're going elsewhere. They're not staying at BYU.
Unless they're Mormon.
Yeah, unless like the 2 Mormon players might stay, but all the real players on that team are gone.
Well,
that's Dude, what a bummer if you're a BYU sports fan, because,
dude,
like, the football team sucks, and now the basketball team was...
No, this is when you get into BYU women's volleyball, because that's pretty fun, and they're pretty good. Last I checked, I haven't checked in a long time, but yeah, this is when you get into the side sports, you know, like, dude, track and field.
The rugby team's really good.
Yeah, they were like, we have the dominant rugby team, because there was, like, one of the only ones, and, like, their rugby team would just be full of, like, dudes from, like, Samoa, who like actually grew up playing rugby their whole life. But yeah, so BYU's next season's you're fucked.
Oh, dude. Especially since they're in the Big 12, which in basketball, that's like the SEC. Like, the Big 12 is the best basketball conference. Yeah, they're fucked. They can't.
Dude, it's going to be such
maybe because they're a Big 12 school and they had success last year, it might be an attractive coaching position.
They'll get
a coach who's good.
At BYU, it's a good basketball school. It's not amazing, but like, you know, like, will the coach be as good as Mark Pope?
No. I think Mark Pope's the best coach they've had in years. Like,
better than Rose?
Better than Rose.
No,
what Pope did with the talent he had was so much more impressive than Rose. So I was a Mark Pope fan. This coming from a Gonzaga fan, and I hate BYU basketball. Mm-hmm. Like, that might, I don't think there's a team in college basketball I hate more than BYU.
Hell yeah.
Just because, like,
we flip this hat around.
Dude, like, once every 5 years they beat Gonzaga, and they were so obnoxious about it. Because, like, St. Mary's would do the same thing, occasionally beat Gonzaga. Yeah. But, like, their fans were like, whatever.
Yeah, but dude,
BYU fans were like,
well, dude, this is Cougar Town over here.
We own you guys.
Like, yeah, no. BYU, like, it's all of these like 21 year old like virgins who have like have to get out. Like, they have this anger and this like that we can't come out. And like, people go, some of these like kids like go fucking crazy.
Dude, I have to show you screenshots I took when BYU got bounced from the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, these are great.
I don't know if the church is true after that performance. Hell yeah. I'm not paying tithing anymore. Love it.
That one.
Honestly,
it's all just...
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's great. No, the copium with, like, especially, like, BYU football fans. Like, because obviously there's, like, you know, normal fans. But then, like, the ones... There's, like, the next level, like, mind-warping fans who are like, nah, dude, so... We're going to this next season.
We could be in the college football playoff. Yeah,
like, we're going to go in the
this recruiting class is actually really good.
Yeah, dude. They're like, no. Yeah, this is it. You know, I know that our quarterback's like a 3-star athlete, but like, we're going to put it together. You know, don't worry about it. We're going to enter the Big 12, win it first year.
Yeah, that's what we do. We develop quarterbacks.
Yeah. Okay. But we're at, yeah. Hey, Steve Young, remember him? Yeah. Okay. So we're going to be just fine.
I mean, to be fair, they have like had a recent really good quarterback play.
I know, but they're like, but then they'd be like, hey, Zach Wilson?
Yeah.
The GOAT. And like his season that got him into the NFL, you're like, dude, he only lost one game.
Did you see that game against Troy?
Yeah. We don't talk about Coastal Carolina. But I love BYU. Don't get me wrong. I love BYU sports. I love it. But they are crazy.
Dude. Oh man, Mark Pope going to, that's such a huge shift. I was getting terrified because I saw all these videos on YouTube like, will Kentucky reach out to Mark Few?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dude, please. But I was like, Mark Few is not, like, Gonzaga has established itself as like a blue blood.
I feel like Gonzaga fans might think that.
Well, yeah, but
I think it's hard to be a blue blood without national championships.
I would say, though, in the last 10 years of college basketball, top three program.
No. Well, I mean, I feel like a top three program at some point would win.
Yeah, but in a field of 68 teams, it's hard to win. But they've in a in the last like 7 years, they've been to the championship twice.
Okay.
They're there.
You don't want to get down this conversation.
No, I don't.
You don't want to go down this road.
It's brutal.
You don't want to go down the path of Gonzaga's a blue blood just because they've been a great program, but you have to win championships. Yeah,
no, they have to win a championship.
And like,
and once they do,
you guys still have to win more than one. You do. Because there's a couple.
In college basketball, you put up banners for Final Fours. That's normal in college basketball.
No, I believe it. But like, no, they're an amazing program. They've done awesome shit for, but like, to be a blue blood, need championships.
Okay, they need championships.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
We gotta. That sounds pretty fair.
Yeah, no, that's you fair.
Know?
They
because also it'd be funny if like you know UConn like they did two in a row.
Oh,
and like we're like blue bloods, and then Gonzaga's like yeah, us too, dude.
UConn has won six.
Well, no, but like just back to back
all since 1999.
Something like
that's crazy.
They're the new ones. They're the new blue bloods.
Yeah,
but no Gonzaga, one. Knows. You should just like you know walk into that conversation like yeah, that's the same.
Yeah, no.
You ever heard of what's his name? Scotty? What's his name? The dude from last year, Jimmy.
Oh, Drew Timmy.
Timmy.
Yeah.
Timmy? Yeah, dude.
Timmy was the man.
NBA NBA All-Star.
I was worried because Mark Few, people were like, he loves Gonzaga. He's been their coach for 26 years. He's not going anywhere. And I was like, hell yeah. But then some podcasts were like, but Kentucky could be like, how's $15 million a year? Like, they could just throw an offer that...
No, it's true.
And I was like, dude, I hope they don't do that.
I mean, like, it would be crazy because, like, that is... Because when I think of Gonzaga, I just see his weird, like, ghoulish face. And like, that's always the image of Gonzaga in my mind. And then John Stockton in the background, you know, being like, don't get vaccinated. But
that was fun.
That was a great storyline.
Kicked John Stockton out of...
He got banned from going...
I don't know. Is he still banned?
Probably not. I mean, yeah. I think it's kind of over. But no, that's fucking crazy. College basketball, like, that is the one thing I... The more I learn about it, seems like one of the most fun things about the sport is the coaches.
That's... Yeah. No, that's fun. I also like... Well, and it's like... Yeah, my team's a college basketball team, so I'm like a little biased because I don't like have an NBA team. But I do like watch the NBA playoffs. Like, I... follow it very intently.
NBA playoffs are awesome.
And the thing is, I think most people, they will say March Madness is far more entertaining. And there is some aspect because it's one game and you're out and versus like a 7-game series. But I will say the sport, like the rules in the NBA, like I was watching The Last Dance like a few weeks ago. And the way the game was played in the 90s, and the rules have changed. That's why the shot clock is shorter. There's now defensive 3-second violations. Mm-hmm. Like in college basketball, a center can play in the key and not leave and defend the basket. But in the NBA, you can't defend the basket. Like they're making it so you have an entire arm behind your back while you play defense.
No.
And I don't like, I think. I love like a basketball game where there's like great defense and the final score is like 68-74. But the NBA is like, let's get this to like 170-150.
Yeah. No,
and I'm like, this is like excessive. Like, cause I like it in a game where it's tight and every basket is so important. But in the NBA, it's like,
I think
not so as much.
Yeah. I think everyone kind of hates the new current NBA model, but I feel like there's a middle ground of like because that's the problem sometimes with college basketball when you're like, okay, no one's obviously they're not as talented.
Yeah.
And so like there's gonna be a lot of lulls where no one can make anything and you're like, okay. Like they'll go for a layup and I'm like, okay, in the NBA they don't that goes in, but in college basketball that
no and there's will definitely something to the talent. But dude, watching like the 90s, like watching like early like Shaq when he played for the Magic, just posting down in the key, like that was, and that's a position that doesn't exist anymore because with old NBA rules, Zach Edey is a lottery pick. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be drafted.
Well,
that's crazy.
I bet he will.
No, dude, on most projections, he's going to be undrafted.
Dude,
It's because there's no need for a big guy who can't hit threes.
Well, it's like that was the, you know, the big criticism with like Gobert is he couldn't really score. It wasn't a, you know, he can score, but like he couldn't like make the play for himself. Yeah. And then I think, you know, but now we're in this weird era now where like there's these big guys who can score and like shoot threes. And I think that's exciting. I don't know. I hope it's exciting,
but it's just like it's a different sport.
Yeah.
Like it was cool having like a Yao Ming and a Shaq.
Oh, love Yao Ming. There's
a battle down in the post. But like that's something that's like been eliminated from the game.
Yeah. I would love to see more of that. And I don't know, dude. Like it's just like NBA. My problem with the NBA is like the regular season. I really couldn't give a shit about.
Yeah,
especially
yeah.
when the Jazz suck. I'm like, I don't care. Because then now half the time like the stars don't play, and then the playoffs are fun because you know everyone's playing.
Well, there's no stars of Utah, but
no, like the Lakers will come here and LeBron won't play. Yeah, you know, and that kind of thing, and but like the playoffs, it's very exciting because it's like, oh my God, you know, like they're actually playing. And the run that the Heat had last year was fucking awesome. Obviously Jokic was so fucking exciting. And the Lakers beating Memphis last year was the only time I ever rooted for the Lakers because everyone was rooting for the Lakers. Everyone fucking hated Memphis because of what's his name?
Ja Morant.
No, the other guy. I can't remember his name. Like he just was like a villain. Like he just was like,
I don't remember.
Anyway, everyone hated him. But anyways, Lewis Hamilton.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go back to Formula One. So there's a set number of races in a season.
Yeah. So I think right now they just increased the amount of races they're doing. So I think it's around like 24, 25 races, and it goes pretty much until like October, September and starts around like, you know, like beginning of March.
Okay.
And so it's not like there's a race every week. Sometimes it's a 2 week break. Sometimes it's like, you know,
and there's teams, right?
Yeah. There's 10 teams and every team has two cars. So there's
like a team win at the end.
There's two championships. There's the constructors, which is the teams. Uh-huh. And then there's the driver's championships, which is each individual driver.
Okay.
Cause each team.
And Lewis Hamilton's the best.
Yeah. For the past couple of years, he has been.
Or Max Verstappen.
Now Max Verstappen's the best.
Okay. See, I know the names.
You know some of them.
I don't watch it.
You know some of them. Do you know Nico Hülkenberg?
No.
That's what I thought.
I don't know.
So every team has two drivers.
I got to pull up the standings.
I can tell you the standings.
Well, I want to see them. I need a visual. I'm a visual person. Formula One.
Yeah. So it's like Max. I think then it's Charles Leclerc.
I see constructors.
Yeah, constructors.
So, dude, Red Bull.
Red Bull's been dominant the past couple of years. Last year was the most dominant year in Formula One. Red Bull won every race except one. And that one race was won by Carlos Sainz.
How do I know who that is?
That's Verstappen. That's Verstappen. That's Perez. I guess Perez is number two right now. Leclerc is third. Carlos Sainz is fourth. Lando Norris fifth. Where's
Hamilton?
Hamilton's having a bad...
Dude, he's British?
Yeah, he's British.
Dude, where's the Americans?
There's only one American, Logan Sargeant.
Dude, he sucks.
He's bad. Also, the team... And this is the other thing with Formula One, is the team... Like the car you're in can also just not be a great car. And so it's harder to perform. But then some of these great drivers, you know, can still do pretty well in these bad cars. And then that's how you can get, you know, hopefully get a shot at being in a faster car.
Oh, dude, there's a Chinese driver.
Yeah, Zhou Guanyu, dude. Races for...
Dude, so how do you get into Formula One?
Is
there only 21 drivers in the whole sport?
Well, it's actually 20, but it says it's 21 because Behrman, this other British dude, he had to sub in for Carlos Sainz because Carlos Sainz's appendix was going to burst and had to get surgery.
Oh, geez.
So it's actually just 20.
So how do they decide who gets to be these
drivers? So they start like karting, like go-karting, like when they're like kids, and then there's like racing in that. And that has like different levels to it. And then there's like, so there's F1, there's F3, there's F2. And so it's like this like program. So these dudes are doing it since they're like five.
Yeah.
And then like.
And so then like the F3, F2 is like different levels.
It's like just leagues. Like, and then like they get faster and like, faster.
Okay. They get faster.
Yeah. And so like by like F2, you know, it's like the cars are going like, a normal one lap. The Formula One car will do, and F2 will do it like 15 seconds slower than that. So like they're getting closer.
Which is still like ridiculous because I know the Formula One cars are like crazy. The best.
Well, they're just like Formula One is
like I heard like the G forces on these things are like, it's like the closest you can get to being like a fighter jet.
Well, it's crazy. It's like the G forces and then like the heat in the car. And like, I was reading about like the braking. So they don't have like assisted brakes. So like you to push all the way down the brake pedal, it's like 150 pounds of force you have to put down on it. So how they do it is they start to brake and then the G force of the car slowing down pushes them further down the brake pedal. So that's how they brake, is using the G forces.
Dude.
And like, it's nuts. And like, as they're racing, if you
look, how long is a race?
About like an hour and a half.
Okay, that's good. Cause like NASCAR is like stupid.
Yeah, so this one, it's like, it's a good
one. We're going to go in a circle for like 4 hours.
Yeah. And I think NASCAR is like, it's, and I do know NASCAR, they're doing more like actual tracks as well and not just the ovals.
Yeah.
The ovals though are insane, like to actually be in that car. Like, cause like, they are nuts, but like they're doing more tracks now.
But yeah, I know like just the technology in the cars, it's nothing like Formula One.
No, Formula One, it's like, I mean, each car, it's like they'll spend like, you know, some of these teams, it's like, you know, like, oh, this car to develop and create was like $500 million, whatever. It's like, and they have like thousands of people working at this team. And like I've got so much more into Formula One now. I'm watching like videos about like aerodynamics, and it's like, it's super exciting. Okay. But
so what race is coming up?
The next race is China.
China.
The first time they've done the Chinese race since 2019. What is exciting about this race is so sometimes they do a sprint weekend.
What is this?
What are you looking at?
Oh, Japanese Grand Prix.
Okay.
Okay. So let's
real
see.
Quick,
we got Chinese Grand Prix.
Yeah. So this is, okay, this is what's fun about this. So this is the sprint weekend. Normally, there's three practice sessions. So if you're back, it's 1, 2, 3, and then there's a qualifier to determine, you know, like the grid.
Yeah.
On the track, and then the race. When they do a sprint weekend, they only do one practice, and then they do the sprint shootout, just the qualifier for the sprint. They do the sprint, which is like a half hour race, and then they do a qualifier for the actual race, and then they do the race. What's exciting about this, it means the teams have way less time to prep for the race. Uh-huh. And since they haven't raced this track since 2019, the possibility of weird shit happening goes way up, and that's exciting because when there's crashes or
how often are there crashes?
Depends. Sometimes you think there's definitely gonna be a crash this race and it doesn't happen, and other times like it's just, but when they do happen, it's awesome. Zhuo Guanyu, the Chinese driver, had one of the craziest crashes in like recent memory.
All right, my homework, I'm gonna watch some highlights.
Dude,
I feel like I gotta watch.
You gotta watch some highlights. I mean, the TV show Drive to Survive is awesome to get into it. Like, I could. There's one season of it that's super exciting. It's a season that Max Verstappen and Lewis are like head to head, and Max wins it. And it comes down to the final race. Like, they're neck and neck in points, and it comes down to the final.
Was the race close?
Yeah, it comes down to the final lap.
Oh, geez.
Like, it's that close. And it's like, and that's crazy because that doesn't usually happen.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, it's so exciting.
I imagine like coming into the final race, they already like have a...
Oh, they're all like, it's just like the hype around everyone. It's so crazy like how, like, you know, how much everything rode on that final moment. But that shit's fun. But I was going to bring up Lewis Hamilton because when we're talking about like when dudes can do shit outside of you know, like they have their one sport they do, then they can also do this other thing.
There's a
clip of Lewis Hamilton. There's this like gun range in LA where they train actors like how to actually shoot guns, like these like real like firearm experts.
Yeah.
And there's a clip of Lewis Hamilton there, and it's like he's like insane at it.
I feel like I was supposed to make like an he's going bam, bam, bam. Joke.
I mean, I don't know if that's the... It doesn't even make sense, dude.
No, well, you said like actors, they train and guns, and
he should have trained.
Yeah,
but anyways, Lewis Hamilton was there and was really good. And the instructor was like, "You're the most like naturally talented person I've ever seen do this." And it's something because like, it's like the hand-eye coordination.
Yeah,
you have to have like just being that kind of racer. Oh, but it is crazy to see like these other paths someone could take where it's like he's like could just be like some like SAS operator. Because he's like just a crack shot, but it was fun,
dude.
And Lewis is I love Lewis.
I'm gonna follow So right now in the standings.
So right now the big story is Ferrari is catching up to Red Bull because Carlos Sainz won the Australia Grand Prix and their car is catching up to Red Bull's pace. And that's very exciting because of how dominant Red Bull was last year. Any glimmer of hope that anyone can compete with them is very exciting.
How long has Red Bull been the best?
I think two seasons in a row. Max won it in 2021, 2022, 2023. But 2022, they were just dominant. And then 2023 was truly just insane how good they were. It was just like Max would end a race, you know, 25 seconds ahead of the next person. And the next person could be his teammate.
Did you like the movie Ford versus Ferrari?
I haven't seen it.
Really?
Is it good?
It was good. All right. Whatever bullshit races they did in like the 1960s. And
it was a little more exciting back then because there was a lot more death.
Yeah, I imagine. But yeah, Ford was like, you know what? We should compete with Ferrari. And Ferrari is like always the best. And yeah, Ford like pulled it off. And it's a true story.
I can't wait to watch
it. I think the main guy like dies at the end.
Hell yeah.
Thanks
for spoiling that.
Yeah, the car like catches fire or something.
Whoops.
Yeah.
You know what you should watch? Have you seen the movie Ferrari, the new one?
I heard it sucked.
I watched it. It's so bad. But it's actually very funny because there's like a moment where, like, one of the cars like crashes, car flies 80 feet in the air and like the bodies are flying out of it. I mean, like the CG is so bad. It's like, and the car like runs, it crashes into like a group of people on the side of the road and just like, and their bodies look like bowling pins falling down. And I just start laughing in the movie theater and this old man sitting alone turns around and he goes, "What's funny about that?"
Dude, that's the most like Utah old man.
So far, I was like, oh, dude, it was like Christmas Day that we went to see this, dude. None of it made sense. That movie sucked.
We saw fucking, like, we were debating between that and Wonka. And we saw Wonka. And that also sucked.
It's definitely better than Ferrari.
Yeah.
I've seen clips of Wonka and like it's like at least seems like I'm like, dude, you're watching Ferrari and you'll be watching it like halfway through the movie. I turned to my friend and I was like, I don't know what's happening. I can't like, and they're trying to do Italian accents and they're so bad. It's like you can't even understand what they're saying. And like it'll just jump around. Like, there's like one sequence where they're just a random sex scene with like a side character. Nothing to do with anything. Just like, and then you're like, okay. And then
just that in there.
It just cuts back to like Adam Driver being like, this is a Friday. And like, it's a strange movie, but check it out if you're nothing else to do.
Yeah.
But
I might have to check it out.
If you're interested in getting more into just like crazy racing, there's two different kind of racing that's like actually like they're fucking crazy. I don't know if you've ever seen like rally car racing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Those guys don't care if they die. Like, like Formula One drivers have gotten the car with those dudes and like gone up the hill with them, and they'll be like, "I'll never do that again."
Like, that's crazy.
That's how insane they are. Because like,
I think I'm not really into racing in general.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if I'm going to get into it, I'm going to get into like the most mainstream version, which is F1.
No, F1's it's like, because it's just like college basketball.
It's like the NFL.
Yeah.
Of racing.
Well, and just like college basketball, like when you get more, you get into F1, the more you realize like it's not just the racing. There's so much drama and like stuff behind the scenes. Like that.
Is there the shit where like drivers get into fist fights?
No.
That's fun when you see that in NASCAR.
It has happened before. Michael Schumacher like went and like punched some dude.
Related to Colin Schumacher?
Yeah. Dude, that's his dad. Michael Schumacher is also like one of the, like he's one of my, like him and Lewis have the most titles with 7. But anyways, so it's very exciting. There's a lot of drama behind the scenes and it's like there's this drama with the guy who runs Red Bull right now that is fucking nuts. Like it's like one race into the season, a month or two ago. And it was like every story was about this dude who runs the team at Red Bull. Cause like this girl said like he'd like, been like, you know, like they'd been sexting and all that. Uh-huh. And she worked at the team, and then Red Bull did an investigation and like, you know, it's okay. He didn't, you know, rape anyone. And then some anonymous source leaked all of the WhatsApp messages. And then everyone got hold of them, and there was like a picture where everyone like people couldn't tell if it was a finger or his penis. And then everyone's like, the great debate began, like finger or cock. And it was, yeah. So it's very, and then like you start to learn more about the ownership at Red Bull, where like 51% of the company is owned by this Thai guy, because it started in Thailand.
It's weird that this, like, you know, energy drink has its hands in everything. Because it's like, also, like, I don't know if you watch soccer,
yeah,
but like there's a Red Bull team, uh-huh, in Europe. There's
in Germany.
A Red Bull. In Germany, there's the Red Bulls. And then there's also like the New York Red Bulls.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
No, like, it's like, and they only make Red Bull.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing they make. And it's like, but you know, like, but think about it, you go to a bar, it's like vodka Red Bull. It's not, you know, vodka how genius Monster. That is?
Like, if it was, like, imagine if like McDonald's was like, all right, we own a soccer team now. Like, that's
no, but it's like,
or like getting like just some food brand getting, yeah, like White Claw gets into the Formula One business and gets in
the claws.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, dude, the Modelo, airport.
Like, Red Bull's so weird that they get into all this stuff. I didn't question it for a second when you were like, yeah, Red Bull versus Ferrari. I was like, oh, that makes sense.
No, like it's just crazy because like that's been their, it's such a smart move by them to make their brand about like, we do extreme sports and like they do really cool shit. Like they'll, yeah, put on like events. Like I saw this like event they did in like some like weird like European town, or it was like these snowboarders, like they shut down parts of this town and they made like a track,
dude,
for these snowboarders. And it was sick.
Dude, like the Red Bull crushed ice challenge. I don't know if you've seen that. They make an ice rink, but it's not an ice rink. It's like a bobsled course. Mm-hmm. If it was like as wide as this room, and it's like downhill with jumps and stuff.
Yeah.
And guys in full on hockey gear race on ice skates down this, yeah, track.
No, it's
and just, it's crazy.
I think like they just do fun stuff. Like they were just in at like Snowbird like a week or two ago, and they like had this event where they built all these like ramps and shit, and like it's like they just do fun stuff.
Yeah.
Like remember that dude who like floated on a balloon like up to the atmosphere and just jumped off?
Yeah, yeah, I saw that.
Like this is Red Bull.
Dude.
So crazy. Like it's very exciting. And it's really cool. Now when I think of Red Bull now, I get very sad and annoyed and mad because I just think about how just Max Verstappen and the Dutch national anthem, because that's all you hear every time he wins, and I really want to hear something fucking else. So like now I'm getting tired of it, but I still appreciate the other stuff they do. But I just want, let's go
Ferrari.
Yeah, I'm all Ferrari right now because they're the only ones who can actually compete with them. And what's crazy is Carlos Sainz, one of the Ferrari drivers, he won in Australia.
He's like fucked up.
He's fucked, dude. He won in Australia a couple weeks ago. And then last year, the year where Red Bull won every race except, mm-hmm, for one, he's the only guy who won the other race. And Carlos Sainz, as of now, doesn't have a seat. He doesn't have a car to drive next year because Lewis Hamilton is going to go to Ferrari. Because Lewis Hamilton's been at Mercedes all this whole time. He's going to Ferrari now because Mercedes has been shit in the bed. And,
dude, drama.
So it's like everyone's like, where the fuck's Carlos gonna go? Because it's like, how can you not? No, you can't not pick him up.
Yeah,
and
it's gonna go to Red Bull.
I mean, I hope so. And then you get rid of Checo, and Checo is the second driver, and Checo is the Mexican dude. I love Checo.
Dude, there's a Mexican and not an American.
There is an American,
dude.
It's Logan Sargeant.
Yeah, yeah, it was the one.
No, American. But yeah, yeah.
Checo, last place, he sucks.
Yeah, Checo.
He doesn't represent us.
No, he doesn't. He's from Miami. He's a Miami dude.
Oh yeah, dude. Miami's the least American city.
I know. It is kind of crazy because he is a very white dude. And yeah, when you listen to him talk, he's like, I'm Logan Sargeant, but he's from Miami. And you're like, what? Yeah,
I don't trust him.
No.
Dude, the Mexican guy is crushing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, he should be though. That's the thing. Here's the problem with the pressure Checo faces is he has to be killing it. Because he has to be getting second because their car is so good. It's like he has to be performing this way. But in Australia, Max's car had a problem. His brake, uh-huh, he had a braking issue. Carlos wins that race. Checo got fifth. And you're like, you shouldn't be getting fifth. That's
you should be winning.
So the pressure's on him. Because like these other teams, like when Lewis Hamilton was dominant, his teammate was Valtteri Bottas, who's amazing. Like he could have been winning championships. But Valtteri, in those situations, like Valtteri would win those races if Lewis had an issue. So it's exciting. It's a lot of drama.
Dude, let's pivot to the NBA.
We got there with
what 5 minutes
teaser.
Here we teaser.
Go. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll crack into the claw.
All right, let's go. I'm just checking real quick. Oh, yeah, dude. Fuck, Washington's not. They're down in the wild card race in hockey.
Go to the NBA. Let's look at the standing of the NBA.
I'll have to explain.
How are the Sonics doing?
I mean, I was a Sonics fan.
Yeah, okay. Well, hey. Now you're an OKC fan, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Now, dude, people in...
Quick look at the NBA standings because I haven't even looked at them in a long time.
I'm looking right now. So we got the...
I know Boston's doing well.
So it looks like, yeah, Boston's one. We got Milwaukee, New York. Dude, New York's a three.
The problem with the Knicks is you can just never trust it.
Nah, they're going to choke. They always do.
Yeah.
And then the West
is what really
Denver.
Matters.
Dude, OKC, I'm excited about.
OKC's number two?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
You know, star rookie, Chet Holmgren.
The boy.
Gonzaga.
Oh, are you talking about the pedophile?
Oh, no. Josh Giddey.
Oh, I think that girl he was with, I think who was like underage, I think she goes to the U.
Wait, what?
Because I work with some dudes who go to the U, and they were like, oh, yeah, I saw her at like the gym. Like,
dude, that's insane.
But I don't even know who OKC's star player is.
Their star player is Chet Holmgren, this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Rookie, 7'1".
Hell yeah.
It's a three. But then, dude, yeah, Minnesota. San Antonio, they had that star rookie.
Yeah, what is going on with San Antonio where it's like we got Wembanyama, and everyone's like, yeah, dude, he's going to be the greatest player ever.
Dude, Wembanyama.
I know he's good, but it's like, I thought surely they would be doing better than the worst team in the Western Conference.
Yeah. Dude, so the Lakers are going to have to do like a play-in game against Sacramento. That's what it looks like.
No, dude, Utah's making it. Dude. We're making it.
No, they're eliminated.
No way. We can come back.
Dude, 29 wins, 50 losses.
So Golden State's, they're teetering on the edge.
Yeah. No, they're in because Houston's eliminated. So
So
they've clinched it. It looks like it's set in stone, the NBA. So it looks like we're going to have Phoenix playing Golden State. We're going to have the Lakers playing Sacramento.
Let's go Sacramento. And then
the top six teams in the West. We got Denver, OKC, Minnesota. Dude, I can't go Bears with Minnesota, right?
Yeah, no, I don't know about Minnesota. Well, who they have one that Anthony Edwards is really good.
The Clippers. Dude, what happened to the...
Clippers are going to lose in the first round.
And then the East, we got Boston, Milwaukee, New York, Cleveland, Orlando. Dude, I'm such a Gonzaga fan that I'm just like, I only cheer for the teams with Gonzaga players.
No, I get that.
I want OKC to do well. I want Orlando to do well. I want Sacramento to do well. I want LA to do well.
You know what?
There's so many players in the league.
You know what, though? Actually, there's a lot of dudes in their squad. I actually, because when I was watching the playoffs last year, I actually kind of liked their squad. At least last year's squad.
Because I love Rui Hachimura, Japanese guy. Austin Reeves is the man.
I love Austin Reeves. Yeah. Dude, the Southern guy just hitting threes. I don't know. Last year, I had fun watching them. Honestly, I don't really give a shit. Once the playoffs start, then I'll watch.
Yeah.
But.
Nah, dude. I'm excited.
And I also do like these moments, you know, like for like the Jazz where it's like, yeah, you're eliminated, but you're still, you got some games to play.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Dude. And then I was looking like they weren't in NHL because this is, you know, the new Utah team, just seeing how they finish because they're not making the playoffs. But Arizona, 37, No, what, 34 wins, 40 losses. They can...
Could be better.
Utah's... They got a chance.
No, we do.
Very young squad.
We're winning the cup.
Dude, multiple teenagers on that team.
Hey, when Real Salt Lake became a thing, I think their second year they won the whole thing.
What? I thought they've never won a championship.
No, they have.
Wait, Real Salt Lake won?
Yeah, they won the whole thing. They won the whole thing. It was like very early.
Really?
I'm pretty positive, but I could be wrong.
Real Salt Lake. Oh, dude, then Utah doesn't need a pro sports championship.
We got it. Sorry.
They got the MLS Cup.
We already did it.
Yeah. I don't believe that.
Dude, I do love that. Come on, please be right. Please let me be right. Where is it? Reed.
Oh, they won the MLS Cup 2009.
There you go. See?
Wow.
Gotcha. What I do like about MLS right now is I don't really watch, but I do like seeing clips of like Inter Miami. Because what's fun about that is like Beckham is like one of the owners of the team.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just getting like the all-stars to play for his team now.
Luis Suarez.
They have Messi, Suarez. They have someone else where it's like, how is any team in the MLS supposed to compete against this?
I mean,
they're just having fun now. Yeah,
they're just
fucking around.
Yeah.
Like, but like, dude. I just love seeing the clips like pop up of like Messi just dominating some like.
Okay. Now that we've brought it full circle to the MLS, mm-hmm. Let's end on this subject. Should the MLS do, because there's a league below it, the USL. And I don't know if you know, like, there's the MLS season, but then there's the US Open Cup where teams from all the leagues can compete in it. And one year, like Cincinnati, when they were a USL team, made it all the way to the final. And it was crazy. Mm. Like, they beat all these MLS teams. Then they eventually brought Cincinnati to the MLS.
Mm.
Should they do what the rest of the world does?
Relegation
and promotion.
The problem with I think I saw a video about like, it's like these MLS, some of these MLS teams are like worth more than some of these British teams. Like not the big ones, but it's just the,
they don't want to run the risk. The owners are going to be so against it.
No, we know just the amount of money they put into, I think because it's just not an American style.
But wouldn't that be fun?
Don't worry. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would love that.
No, I'm biased because I just found out like a week ago that Spokane just got a USL team.
There you go.
And so I'm like, dude, they bring in promotion relegation.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, one good season, Spokane has an MLS team. Just like that.
See, right there, it's like it's full circle again because when you were talking about, I was saying on the South, they have like really passionate like MLS fan bases.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, yeah, they all thought it was gay back in the day. Oh, yeah. But once you get a team, you're like, I'll go watch.
Dude, if here's the thing, I'm not going to follow the team at all. But
it's your favorite team now.
Well, yeah. But if there was a chance that if they won their league, they could go to the MLS, I would watch every game.
Well, that's what I mean. It's like,
but because I know that's not, they could win their league and it means nothing.
No, dude. I think what I've realized like is a great example. It's like with about Caitlin Clarkson this year,
mm-hmm.
is you realize like I can get into any sport if it's fun to watch.
Yeah.
If it's exciting and I can understand the stakes. Like Caitlin Clark was just fun to watch. Like I'd watch her highlights. I'm like, this is like, it kind of reminds me of like Jimmer back when that was like blowing up
mania,
you know? So like with like, yeah, like MLS, it's like, yeah, like this is like your local team. And it's like, they're like in a tight race, you know? It's like, it gets way more fun,
dude. They have tension because also teams trying to avoid relegation.
It's the best.
Cause right now in the MLS, if your team's at the bottom of the standings, you're not watching them the last few months of the season,
mm-hmm.
but if they're fighting for their lives to stay in the MLS, mm-hmm. you're watching every game. And so that's like the advantage. Mm. Like it improves ratings.
No, don't get me wrong. I love relegation. It just, the issue is just, yeah, you know, like these teams caught, they, I think the money, so the
you're saying they should have, do it. It's just the owners.
No, I love, I would want that.
Won't
it,
go
just,
for it.
It just, yeah. Like, and then also because like, you know, in England, it's like, and all these other places like that. It's just the sport, and there's so many other teams.
Yeah, I watched a YouTube
video. That could do it.
It was like, it was a YouTube video from ESPN, and they were like talking about the MLS will eventually have to give in to promotion relegation, and I'm hoping.
I mean, what is good is with some of these teams, because MLS, a lot of these MLS stadiums aren't like, you know, they're smaller. And so, I feel like some of the, obviously like the tent pole teams.
Yeah.
I doubt they go out.
What do you mean?
Like, well, just like some of these bigger teams. I don't understand. I don't know who gets a lot of viewers or the market.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'd want that though. I think it's way more exciting. And then I feel like there's a lot of Americans would love that idea of being able, there's the only sport in America where like, dude, this team who's at the bottom, like they can get relegated. I think that would fire up a lot of people. We're like, dude, let's tune into that.
Dude, the popularity of soccer would go up significantly overnight.
Dude, you imagine how many people would tune in and watch a Pistons game? Oh. You know, if you're like, dude, this could be the last game in the NBA for a while.
It would be the shit. Like, imagine like a small, like, let's fucking Des Moines, Iowa. Yeah. FC Des Moines is playing Winnemucca. To move up to the, yeah, dude, some of, yeah, dude, fucking like, I don't know.
Idaho
like,
Falls.
Waco, yeah. Texas. FC Waco is playing in the MLS this season.
Well,
that could happen. Well, yes, Idaho Falls could have an MLS team.
It would, you know, it would kind of just emulate like I remember when I was getting more aware of sports, you know, and I'm just, you know, used to all the big cities, and then like college basketball, you're like, wait, like Kentucky's one of the best teams. And you're like, you start to like hear about these teams. It's like somebody's like a Kansas, but like they're become like iconic. And so I feel that kind of thing could happen with these teams where it's like, no, dude, this little town, this small city, just become dominant.
That's why they have to open it up.
Yeah.
They have to. That would be so much more exciting. Yeah, it'd be so good for the sport. And if you're a team in the MLS, if you get relegated, odds are you're going to win the USL and move back to the MLS next season.
If you still got it's like, hey, it's a down year. But yeah, even then, like that, because then it'd be exciting to watch like if Real Salt Lake gets relegated. But then it'd be like, but then in the USL, they're starting to like have traction. They're starting to do good. You're like, oh, dude, are we going to make it? And then like you watch the, like, that would be so much fun to watch.
Then they get promoted again. Like, and like that's a whole.
You know, out of all the sports in America, like that current, in America right now, the sport that's most set up for is baseball.
Oh yeah,
just with the minor leagues and all that.
Yeah,
it's like they're the most set up for it, but it would never happen.
Well, besides the MLS is exactly set up.
Well, I mean, outside of that, outside of soccer, it's like just because like Salt Lake Bees, you have all these like minor league teams that are like.
The problem is they're all affiliated with.
You
got to cut ties.
I know, but that would be. I know it would never.
That would be
it
fun.
Would never happen. How sick
that would get
be?
Me to watch baseball?
Yeah, dude, the A's get relegated and like the Bees, rise to power.
Yeah,
Mike Trout never left.
While
the Bees.
We do more of these sports episodes, you'll get me into baseball because
I like
the Mariners are not doing it for me.
Well, they've been doing a lot better recently.
They have, and they made the playoffs not last year, but the year before.
Yeah, but they had to play. They had to play the Astros. That sucks.
Yeah, and they like had like a play-in round against Toronto.
It makes you feel better, dude. Fucking Astros won the whole thing. So
yeah, no, I mean. But that was the first time I'd watched baseball since I was 8.
See, I'm not.
And when I was 8, they had Ichiro. They
Ichiro,
dude. They broke the major league record for most wins in a season, only to lose in the first round of the playoffs.
It's a classic move, right there. That's how we do it.
So,
no, I think right now my favorite time to watch baseball is the playoffs. But right now it'd be an interesting year to get into it just because of what's his name? The Japanese player on the Dodgers.
That guy who they like gave $500 million to.
It's $700 million. My friend is a lot more into baseball than me. Well, I'm very, very casual. My friend was like, how good he is on a Michael Jordan level.
Really?
That's how good he is.
Dude,
because he's an unbelievable pitcher and batter, and so they're like, it's like he's just nuts. Anyway, so I knew we needed to go. I need to go to Oz's mic.
Let's go to Oz's mic.
Thanks, guys. Sports.